Hello, welcome back to part two of the D&D show. Everyone had a good break. We were just chatting beforehand, so I think we've already done all that. Everyone's all good. Glad to see there's still people in there in the old chat. Quick catch up for anyone listening. We've arrived at Thunder Tree looking for this druid read-off. You've seen some little weird twiggy things. You've investigated a derelict pub and fought some zombies, and that's about it. I have added Droop onto the map so you can control him now. And in the break, we also rolled dice for hit points on the short break. And that's about it. Hello, Waffles Maple Syrup in the chat. Waffle Maple Syrup is another D&D podcast group that I chat to a lot on the old Twitter. So thanks for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it. Hopefully you stick around and you enjoy what you see. Let's get crack-a-lacking because time is a ticking and I don't really want to be up to midnight again tonight. So see how we go. Right. So we were just saying what you guys were just talking about what you're going to do next. So go for it.
Should we head
the front or the back?
We came in the back, so I think it's only fair we go out the front.
Should we head out the front and head into...
Yeah, you can... you can open up that front door. It does take, again, another beating, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you'll get through it.
I'll beat off on the door, and then...
and then you'll open it?
Yeah, exactly. with me gauntlet, I ain't touching that shit.
Shall we head further along the path?
I say we go, down the path.
Yeah.
Can I look for those little twig blights specifically, any more of those?
Let me think. So, roll me a perception. You see if you can see any more of these twiggy blights.
Yeah,
14.
So, as you're walking down here, Millicent, you're still kind of up by that building. But as you start walking down here, you can see a twig blight or two, if I can work out how to do more than one thing at a time. Hiding in all the thickets and undergrowth, there's loads of stuff down there that they're hiding. And they're not really hiding. They're not deliberately hiding. They're just in the bushes, getting up to bushy twig blight stuff.
So when we saw these ones and the ones before, did they acknowledge they saw us?
The first ones looked like they were curious as to what you were doing, and then when they saw you noticing them, kind of ran back into the bushes. These ones haven't quite yet spotted you, but you've just seen them. Yeah.
Okay. As soon as I would like to light a torch just in my hand.
Pardon, sorry?
If I am able to light a torch from my adventurer's pack, just to have it burning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You can do that. One lit torch in your hand.
It seems that, unless attacked or provoked, they don't really seem to...
Well, my concern is that they're reporting back movements.
They're trapping, aren't they? They're trapping creatures, so...
From what you said, Pock, about all your deep knowledge of lore about these creatures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. it comes of knowledge that somewhat quite forgettable.
There's so much up there that sometimes some of it falls out.
Yeah.
I think the things that I picked up on that are they're really dry, so fire might be a good, but I don't have anything like magical to attack with in that respect. And that they are minion type creatures. They might be reporting to, I mean, this is the hearsay, but they might be reporting to the largest. It's worth keeping an eye on their movements. I'm going to catch up with the group because I don't want to be left out.
Can I just have a scan for tracks, see if I can, if there's any sort of particularly trodden paths? I presume there's been no one around for a while, so I'm hoping Radoff's tracks may still be.
Okay. Yeah, roll a perception.
That is a 16 plus 3, 19.
19, lovely. Okay, so no, you don't really notice.
excellent, roll, excellent. No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that you know that there's these twig blights around there, you know the little, and actually you do, like, because it has been raining and there are some, like, mud, the grass here is more muddy, that you can see, like, sort of tracks of them floating around near the bushes, like, running across the path and stuff like that. You do potentially roll me a survive. Nature.
Another 19.
Fucking hell. Okay, yeah. So Yeah, so you definitely say there's twig blight tracks all over the place, not much of anything else in the vicinity of where you are. And there is
21.
Yeah, 21.
I'm proficient, okay. Yeah, if that changes.
So yeah, there is a set of tracks that are small, similar size, some kind of rodent type creature, potentially a squirrel.
This little squirrel.
This squirrel is this squirrel is it? I wonder if this squirrel is Radolf.
Or familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might be familiar with Radolf.
I don't know if there's anything I can do as a druid to.
Can we shout his name?
Radolf. Radolf.
Yeah, you try, like a minute.
I wonder if anyone's tried this yet.
Okay. Yeah, you start calling for Radolf. Absolutely. Okay, you do that.
17 zombies appear.
Can always flee.
The squirrel tracks, do they particularly go, are they just scattered tracks or do they go anywhere?
They seem to be following the track that you're on, heading down south.
Okay. I'd like to. I'd sort of follow those as much as we can, and yeah,
screaming our lungs off.
Screaming,
Radolf. Fucking hell!
Is this a good idea?
Don't worry, we've got a goblin shield.
Yeah, where are we going?
Yeah,
send him up.
Jupe's like,
what the Jupe's
like, oh, I'm good at tracking. Oh, you want to find? I can track him for you,
yeah,
Mister Sir, if you want me to.
Yeah, go on then, son.
Yes, right, okay.
Okay, so you point out these squirrel tracks, and he goes, ah, right, yeah, have to do. Whoa, a tasty squirrel. We are eating a lot of these. Yeah, definitely. I can hunt this for you. I could even make you like a little trap if you want.
No,
we can snare it up
no,
again, and
we
could get roasted. Stick a poker up its bum, and we can spin it on there. Oh,
shut
yum, 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 yum.
Knock him out again.
True. And I'd just slap him around the face, like half gently, just give him a slap. And then pat him on the head and stroke his cheek.
Okay.
Mixed signals from the...
So what...
Yeah, I'm like a Roman to him.
What do you want him to do? Do you want him to scout off and come back or just lead like some kind of sniffing dog?
I think sniffer dog, 20 foot ahead.
Yeah, Droop, sniffer dog, 20 foot ahead.
Right. So he starts
going down here.
We should
treat him a little bit better, but you know.
You say we...
Yeah, so he gets down.
Okay, me. He starts going down there, and he's like, "All right, yeah." All right. And he's like, "This," and he's pointing, like, and he's all like, this,
"Good boy,
this way,
good
this
boy,"
way. Like that.
Amazing.
I mean, there's definitely some Stockholm syndrome happening because he's not complaining.
Yeah, it's bad. I feel really bad now. I think we've taken this to a dark place.
All those shoes and Nike ones or whatever they're called.
So, have you given him his shoes back yet? I mean, he proved himself. He killed one of those ghouls. Yeah, he could have taken that opportunity to run away or to.
Would it have just been better
if
Millicent had just shot him in the back, really?
Oh, poor Droop.
No, I didn't say that out loud, did I? Sorry, Droop. Okay, what did he want? What you want?
He's like, this way. This way. Don't scare him off now.
All right.
Squirrels. Oh, they're fine.
We'll follow little goblin.
Cool. Stop where you are.
Yay.
Everybody.
Initiative.
Oh. We're skipping the perception.
In 12. 8.
Fucking 5.
It's my Scanlan dice as well.
That's a lot of
the 20 on it is like musical notes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
It's purple or black, but
nice.
Fucking rolled shit. It's not mad, is it?
18.
Jesus Christ.
I think you're going to need your. Whatchamacallit?
Yeah. Fuck ourselves.
But maybe we shouldn't have walked into the middle of town shouting Radolf.
Yeah, I kind of felt that was a bad move, but I didn't want to say it at the time.
Yeah,
Droop.
Droop, what did you do that for?
That's the last time.
I've slapped Droop again.
You've got to listen to
No, I don't.
I've got this idea that Droop's a little bit like Manuel from 40 Towns. Yeah.
Come along.
A little bit.
Oh, that legend once.
Yeah.
I can't talk about 40 Towers, and that being...
Oh, yeah.
I was watching it today just because, I like it.
It's been taken off of UK Play or something like that, the BritBox, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think it's back on now, isn't it?
It's a bunch of people that think they're doing the right thing that ain't really doing the right thing.
They're trying.
Good prescription.
Absolutely trying. I get it.
Getting it wrong, yeah.
I completely get
this
it.
This is kind of the whole thing. It's always been like this. It's where it is a... I think even on a Stuart Lee thing, he said something about political correctness being a kind of very awkward movement towards something better. And it's always going to be like that, really.
Yeah, well put.
Yeah, I think...
It's a good thing, it just is a bit rough.
Yeah, it's going to be rough edges, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, this is a conversation we could have.
Let's just not get into it.
They're trying, and they're trying to do well, and their hearts are in the right places. But there are certain things that I think, we just need to leave alone.
Yeah. Let's do it. That's more D&D. People should do
from,
that.
From an acting and a script, can't think of the word.
Perspective.
Yeah, that's the one. Half the time it's been misinterpreted that it's laughing at the characters and it's saying this is how fucking stupid people are saying these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Britain did was that it was laughing at we've caricaturized these people.
Yeah.
Stereotypes.
I should probably be absolutely hung up for it because I can't remember the bloody guy's name here from 40 Towers.
John Cleese.
Thank you. And that's what he said. He's like, we were never making fun of the Germans or
no, Manuel. They were
making fun out of a war veteran.
The character was the ignorant one. It's laughing at the character.
That's where the joke was, yeah.
But then again, at the same time, you know what? If it's causing an issue, fine, just get rid of it.
As long as I can watch it when I want to, just let everyone else do what they want to do.
Look, Sean's an aspiring actor, and he can't be in a new... We need new shows, not old ones. Come on.
This is it. Get rid of it.
He can't audition for old shows.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's crack on. So, initiative. Right. Okay. So, basically, as you walk down there shouting, Radar, and then troops run ahead, down here, zombies. Oh, yeah, there's squirrel. Ooh. Like these things have kind of smelt you.
Okay. They've grown some bollocks and come out from the bushes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's the twig thing. I thought it was. Zombies.
Twiglets.
If only.
Let's turn into a fire elemental. Done. Let's go.
Boom. Right there. This one is going to charge out, and there's somebody right there, Millicent. So he's going to attack yas. There we go. What kind of attacks they do? Let's have a look at his stat block now. A twig blight. It's a big old fucking box, isn't it? Claws. So they they don't have any weapons or anything. They're little twig monsters. They run out and claw at you. Oh, that's a good roll. So that would be a dirty 20.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming is going to hit.
Yes.
For 3 points of damage, of piercing damage, as it claws at you.
Okay.
Ravenous. They're hungry. They haven't eaten in a while.
Have we given Droop a weapon yet?
Have you?
He had a shank.
He made a shank, last time. Burr, it's your go.
Right, I guess I'm going to do myself some attacking, aren't I? So I shall move up to this. Is this guy in a building?
Yeah. So basically, the description for these buildings are it's ramshackle cottage. The walls are falling down, debris everywhere. So let me just find it. There are ruined side-by-side cottages look as though they might have been the homes of prosperous shopkeepers or well-off farmers in their time. All that remains are collapsed walls and piles of debris. So, so some of it, where you can see, is, because it's all set up for you. So if you can't see through it, it's a solid wall. If you can see through it, then it's all debris and stuff.
So I can attack through there?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Right. Okay, attacking...
With your sword, your rapier?
Yep, with my rapier. And that's, a 2 plus a 5, just a 7.
7 is a miss, I'm afraid. Damn. Yeah, so you, you're kind of stabbing him through that. Did you want to
use my sneak attack?
Well, you have to hit first.
You mean you're
You've got your two weapon fighting. Are you using rapier and dagger together?
Can I use my short sword?
Yeah, you can use a short sword and a rapier together. Yes, you can.
Yeah. So I've got a roll to hit again, 16 plus 5.
That will hit. So you're hitting with the second attack. So on this one, you'll do...
1d6.
1d6. You don't get to add on your extra modifiers.
1d6. 1.
1 point of damage, but you do get to add on your sneak attack damage because you have the swashbuckler feat. Is it fancy footwork or rakish or audacity? One of those, which means that you basically now get to get your sneak attack if you're the only person in range. So
yeah, so I can roll with 2d6 again. That's 9
in total. You kill this twig bite. Boom. Next up is this. Is this one, which technically I've already moved, and that one went from Millicent because I'd forgot to put one in order. That one's just been killed. So Scapes, you're up.
Okay. I would like to do a movement of just 5 foot to there. Then can I do a bonus action with Hunter's Mark?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that because there's loads of them, so I might as well get this party started. And then strike him in twain. Oh, only a 7.
That's a miss, I'm afraid, that one. Yeah, so you missed that one.
Okay, but he's marked anyway, isn't he?
But he's marked, okay. So this one gets to... So he just gets to run out. Boop. Millicent, you're up.
What I would like to try and do, DM, is take one step to the side and use the torch that I had lit previously as an improvised weapon.
Yeah, call it a club.
Excellent. I'm not proficient with clubs, but that's fine. I'll just roll without my proficiency bonus.
Are you not proficient with, like, basic melee weapons?
Simple. Is a club simple? I haven't checked.
Yeah, clubs are simple weapons. I will check for you now in the player's handbook.
Oh, thank you.
Unless you've got it up, it might be quicker.
I haven't.
Simple weapons, it's a club is a simple weapon, does a d4 damage anyway.
Great. I would... up to the DM's discretion, if this hits, like to just hold the club there until the end of the 6 seconds in order to try and have them catch light, but that's obviously up to your discretion. And
what I will allow, because you've lit the torch, is you could use it, I'll allow it to do like some fire damage instead of the normal bludgeoning damage.
Okay, cool.
Basically.
That'll do.
So just roll to hit first and see what you do.
I rolled 15 on the dice. What would
that will hit?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then 3.
Okay, lovely. So, and like I said, you're hitting it with the club. So what we'll say is that if we say half of it is bludgeoning and then half of it is fire. So if we basically say 2 of it is we'll round it down, so 2 of it is bludgeoning and 1 point fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, as Pock's masterful 20-something nature roll earlier on, and he knows, these things are... They don't like fire. They're quite weak against fire. So that 1 point of fire damage turns into 2 points of fire damage.
Yay.
And he goes up into flames as he dies.
Cool.
And... if he had vocal cords, he would emit a scream, but he's unable to speak. But the twigs, the burning, crackling, it goes up really quickly. It's really dry. It's just like...
It's popping marshmallow out.
Yeah, and he's like... Anything else?
Take a second to look at the rest of the party and point at the finger. Huh.
Yeah. I would like to award you some inspiration for some clever out-of-the-box thinking as well.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Okay, Pock.
Okay. So I've got a cantrip that I'd like to use, produce flame, but I can use it as an attack.
You can.
So 30 feet from
basically
me.
Basically throw it at him like a tennis ball. So roll a ranged spell attack. So on your character sheet, it should give you a modifier. It's probably a +5 or maybe a...
It is a +5, yeah. It's an 11, so 16.
That will hit.
And then it's... 1d8 of damage.
Oof.
Nah, fucking 1.
As a one, no. Does it specify in the spell description that it does do fire damage?
Fire damage, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, so they are vulnerable to fire damage, so that does 2 points of damage. It doubles up. So which one were you throwing that at, sorry?
Sorry, the one next to the one that just died.
So the one in the doorway down there.
This one there. So that was a cantrip. So going back to what Lecky McCann was talking about.
Yeah.
Can I... That cost me one action. Is that me done? Can I use a spell or...
Right. It was an action. So that's the thing, is it's an action.
Okay.
So you would still be able to use a bonus action or a reaction or a movement. Whether or not you can cast another spell is something else entirely.
Okay. No.
So let's see. Oh.
You're not supposed to cast two spells in a round.
Even that's the thing.
An action, the other one's a reaction or a bonus action. You're not supposed to be able to do it. There's exceptions to it, but
there is. Okay, let's have a look at the rules very quickly.
I was well excited about my produce flame, and it fell on its ass.
So spells, bonus action. A spell cast with a bonus action is especially swift. You must use a bonus action on your turn to cast the spell, provided that you haven't already taken a bonus action this turn. You can't cast another spell during the same turn, except for a cantrip with a casting time of one action. So you've used a cantrip, so you can now use a bonus action spell, if the spell can be cast
as a bonus
in a bonus action.
As a bonus,
so you can't cast a spell that requires a full action, but if the spell description, like Misty Step, says that you can use as a bonus action, then you can cast that.
No, that's me done then, I think.
Okay.
Droop. Who's controlling him then? Me.
Yeah,
you tell me what you're wanting to do. If you wanted to try, you know,
I want him to go here and try and, well, I suppose he ain't got no fire stuff. Just go and poke that one.
Okay, so you're like just shouting at Duke, get in there,
Duke, kill.
So you're gonna run in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Get the one that's slightly singed.
Yeah.
Okay, he misses.
Oh, what a
so is he still just using that shank that he had? Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah, so he misses anyway. He charges and he's like, ah! and just kind of stumbles, nearly falls over and misses wildly. Oh, boom. Okay, so this one is going to run up from around the corner.
First thing
he sees is Droop. So he's going to run in, attack Droop, and rolls something. Droop, I'm assuming you've kind of left him with all of his equipment and everything like that.
Yeah, he's
just shoes.
So just took his shoes. So he should.
I think his armor class is like 48 or something. Should be fine.
I think I've got it here, actually.
You're
so
mistaken. His armor class for his thick skin.
Yeah,
he misses anyway. He runs up clawing at Droop, and Droop's still kind of like stumbling all over the place trying to fight this other one, and he just misses. Next up is this one here. So he's going to move down and attack Burr, swinging his arms at him. He's going to roll a 16 against your armor class, Burr.
15. It's a hit.
Roll hit. For 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it's your turn.
Brush that off.
Well, I'm going to hit him back, and I? So 13 plus 5. Yeah.
18. Now we're hit. So what are you hitting him with exactly?
I'm hitting him with my rapier.
Yeah, of course. Okay, brilliant. So that is a hit.
Okay, so 6. And then...
all of your sneak attack and
my
all that
sneak
stuff.
Attack.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Okay. Would you like to do anything else? Would you like to move?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it worth me moving up to this one that's surrounded? Because then you
might
get
be good for us to be close together.
Yeah, because anyway. then you get a bonus, didn't you, on the attacks.
Also, like, you'll be closer to heels or anything would be better.
Yeah, I've moved there. That's it.
Okay, brilliant. So I just want to... I do believe, because you still got your bonus action to make a second attack. So you can still make your second attack with your short sword.
Thank you, Nick. I will do that. No, two.
That would be a miss. I'm just going to check that in.
You'll have advantage because enemy flanking.
That's true, yeah. Go on, take advantage. Take over three, two.
One.
That's a miss.
That is a miss.
There's a
run mess. Away!
I'm going to burn this dice tonight.
I'm fairly certain that's right. You can split your attacks and movements up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some clarification on that later because I can't be asked to
look it up now.
Spend ages looking through the thingy here.
As I missed anyway.
When you take the attack action attack with a light melee weapon that you're holding in one hand, you can use a bonus action attack with a different light melee weapon you're holding in the other hand. You don't add your ability modifier to damage, yes. I'll look into that later.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain you can move and then make another, but we'll come back to it later. Okay, you got anything else for us?
No.
Okay, Scapes, you're up.
Okay, see this one here. Can I go up to it like that? Use my bonus action to mark it.
Yep.
And then fucking nut it. No, with my sword. Like over yes, like an axe, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando at the beginning of that. Seven. Do I get advantage because he's flanked?
Yes, you do, because he's flanked on all sides.
Have that, you fucking prick.
Hey.
Yeah, 12 points of slashing damage.
Yes.
And it's marked.
Smashed.
Is it worth writing the
smashed to smithereens?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Absolutely, with the mark damage as well. Boosh.
Bang. Yeah, you have that, you wooden bastard.
Millicent.
I will move to behind this guy. Oh, fuck. I have just noticed something.
Oh, shit.
You have.
Because my line of sight has changed.
What, a billion bad guys?
Just two bad guys.
I can see one from where I am behind the building.
Yeah, I can see one.
They're going to be dead soon. It's fine.
I don't know where you are. Click on the thing map where you see your one.
Is this
meta? That's a bit meta, isn't it?
Whoops. Yeah, it's a bit meta, isn't it? Yeah, no, that's fine. I just didn't know what building you meant. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to shout over there.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think that building's pretty much collapsed. So,
oh, okay.
Oh, there's the other one. I've lost. Yeah, okay. I found the other one.
Okay, so anyway, I'm down the back of the one opposite Droopy, and I'm just going to hit him with my improvised weapon once more. 11 to hit.
That will be a miss.
You can roll again though, can't you? Because he's flanked.
Well, so I mean, he's. Droop isn't attacking that one.
Oh, okay.
He was attacking his head, so this one's not quite flanked.
Right, okay.
So I've missed that one.
What did you roll? 11?
Yeah.
Let me check his AC. Yeah, it's a miss.
And then if I can take a second to be like, two more this way.
Yep.
That's it.
Pock.
I've just scrolled up on my map and realised there's one right near me. So I'm going to head at 5. I'm going to go here. And then I'm going to use my produce flame cantrip to hit this mofo.
Okay, do it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot I actually have to
roll
do it.
The dice.
It's a 10 plus 5, 15.
That's a hit, sir.
Lovely. Oh, that's an 8. Fire damage.
8 points of fire damage. He just disintegrates.
Good.
No, there's nothing left. It's just like glitchy, just like. And then all that's left is a silhouette of his outline on the floor in ash. He's just completely, completely obliterated. And he's gone.
Cracking.
It's Droop's turn. I assume that he'll turn around and attack the one behind him.
Yep. Why not?
Okay. All right. I've been rolling for... Do you want to roll for Droop? I don't mind.
No, go on, mate. You do it. That's fine. Yeah. I think it's fair, because otherwise I feel like I've got... extra and no one else has. It's not fair. You do it, God.
Okay, that's fine. So he turns around with his makeshift shank and misses.
Oh, he misses. Oh, well, I'll do it next time. Oh, okay. No, where's Gavin gone?
He's probably just nipped to the loo. That's fine. Okay, so this one down the bottom here runs up and goes to attack Millicent and will roll an 8. So I'm guessing that's a miss. Cool. And then that one there, no, he was attacking Droop, so he can attack Droop again. That's a 12.
Miss.
Which misses. And then you're dead. Burr. He's back.
Right away.
It's your turn, just in time. So, Millicent, I don't know if you heard it, Millicent shouted that there was some more coming round the bottom.
Coming round the bottom.
Who are missing?
Filthy bastard. Okay. I'm going to move round to the bottom, which, and I will attack.
With advantage.
Yeah.
It's well and truly flanked now.
2.
Yeah.
And a 4.
Lovely. No. That's a miss, mate. Jeez. Do you want to take a bonus action to attack?
Yeah.
With the short sword, spit you can do that.
Yeah. 20.
Nice.
Is that a nat?
Nat 20.
Lovely.
Oh, start a bonfire.
You're gonna destroy it. There's so you do so much damage. No way rolling more. Yeah, when you're doing 18 damage right off the back with that sneak attack, and then plus what you roll.
Yeah.
So again, like I don't even know how you want to describe that one dying, but he does.
I just
in a pile of sap.
Trample on him. Yeah. Smash him back into the ground that he came from.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's dead. Okay. Another one runs up to Millicent, but it can't attack because it's not got enough actions to do it. Escapes.
Okay. You know,
there's some down the bottom.
It'd take me 25 to get to there, so I'd like to move to there.
Go for it.
Hey, I'll just jump past Burr. I would like to mark the one in front of me with my bonus and then smash his face in.
Do it.
Oh, is it advantage? Is it flanked?
That
don't,
one's
don't matter. I've got 25 anyway. Long sword.
So it's 5 points of damage on that
sorry.
One.
Sorry. Yeah, it's already.
It rolls it automatically, doesn't it?
And then a d6.
It's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. So it really deflated then. You did that one point of damage with the extra d6. So it's ever so slightly more dead than it was before.
Oh.
By 1 point. Cool. Millicent, you've just got that one next to you, mate.
I will return, and I will try to set it on fire. Natural 20.
Just explodes.
Explodes, boom, yeah. And again, a bonfire, this one's, you know, didn't quite take the 16 points of fire damage the last one took, but...
this one makes like a bit of a squealing sound or something.
You're going to do a minimum of, like... 5 or 6 points of damage, if not more. So yeah, it goes up in flames and it's just shriveling up on the floor.
It smells quite
pleasant. Yeah, quite nice. Quite nice smell.
It's a nice smell.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of like when, like a fir tree. Yeah, it's kind of nice
sandalwood.
Christmassy tree smell. Sandalwood. Well done.
Okay.
Really nice, simple fight there, guys.
Lovely.
Excellent.
We destroyed them. Oh man,
we destroyed
from?
Them all. Yeah, and Dupe's like, he's like, oh, I died. I couldn't get him. He just kept missing. Oh, I'm sorry. Better luck next
done that,
time. But remember last night? Remember the other night? Yeah, I stabbed that one in the neck. Yeah,
Dupe. I think it's about time you've earned a weapon. To be honest, after that,
yeah.
Right?
But to be fair,
necessities wise, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And my shoes?
No, not your shoes.
Oh.
Right? Forget about the shoes for now. You're so obsessed with the shoes. Yes, yeah. Like, so, what weapon are you good with? What do you like?
I can use a sword, and I can use daggers, and I can use bows.
I'd like to give you my bow.
Do you have a bow?
I don't think so, no.
I've got...
I'm a bit tired, sorry. I'll give him the bazooka.
just give him the grenade launcher that I've got.
Have
my sawn off shotgun.
Wait, let me see. I've got some javelins.
I've got a spare scimitar or a quarterstaff if you really need it.
So yeah, give him a scimitar.
Yeah.
But you do realise if you stick one of us with this, you are like dead straight away. No, you're not dead straight away. You're dead slowly.
You're my friends.
And, this is on loan. I want it back.
We'll just kind of scratch behind you.
Return it in a better condition than it is in now.
Will my old armour fit him at all?
Pardon?
Will my old armour fit him?
What was your old armour? Maybe it's just got kind of like leather on.
Yeah, I just had... I think
you just had leather as well.
Yeah, I just had leather, yeah.
Yeah, so he's... Because you didn't strip him before, so he was already wearing kind of like leather armour and stuff
both
as well.
In leathers, but you didn't strip him.
Before we go anywhere, I want to just gather up any remnants I can of these little stick creatures. And I want to make those little Blair Witch symbols and just hang them off nearby trees, if that's all right, with any leftover twigs.
Okay.
That's a sleight of hand, isn't it?
As you're doing that, then, right, Ken, everybody roll me a perception.
18.
15.
Brilliant.
Natural 18. Oi, oi. Nat 20.
No, cool. 18.
That's fine.
No, it was a 17, but there you go. What's that? Oh,
it's the squirrel.
Squirrel.
It's a freaking squirrel.
It was an earthquake. It looked like a crack in the ground.
Squirrels and earthquakes, there really isn't to get confused.
There's a little squirrel.
That's a run-over squirrel.
Yeah, that is a dead squirrel.
Did you by any chance Google squirrel PNG?
So Roll20 has got like a built-in thing you can search for stuff, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a little squirrel there.
Excellent.
And he kind of scuttles up out of the bushes here and has a little sniff. And then...
Hey!
Transforms before your very eyes into this disheveled, manly-looking guy with beard that's got, like...
To be honest, he looks like the sort of person who leaves people to fight a big, massive battle and then comes after. That's all he looks like to me.
Potentially. And I don't even know where I got this from. I think I might have, this token I might have got online when, back originally when Lewis was going to be playing a ranger. I think it's where I got this from. Yeah. So I didn't, this doesn't come with the packet for read off, unfortunately. So read off. Let's have a look.
Read off.
The old druid better talk to him, really.
Yeah. So it's a gaunt, white-bearded human who doesn't... Well, it says... Yeah, don't worry about that. So that's what it says. That is his description. A gaunt, white-bearded human. There you go.
Is that it?
So is he not dressed or nothing? Just
butt naked.
Oh, natural. Yeah.
Afternoon, squirrel bollocks.
So,
just thinking of the guy in Monty Python in Life of Brian, you know, the guy in the hole.
And he says, "Hey, did you see my sign? I left a sign. Did you see my sign?"
We did see the sign. Thank you for the fair warning. I believe you must be Redoff. We've been looking for you.
Ah, that I am. But the sign. Clearly states,
yes.
Monsters.
Well, you can clearly see we're equipped to deal with them, so what's your beef, mate?
Yeah. Leave it, Gav. Leave it first. It's all right, mate. It's all right.
There's... Well, there's some very dangerous things. The zombies.
Oh,
and it's twig things.
We've encountered zombies just outside of the Thunder Tree. Let me introduce myself. My name's Pock. I'm a fellow druid, and I used to live here 30-some years ago and taught at local colleges. Pleasure to meet you, Radoff.
A pleasure to meet you too. A druid, you say?
Awesome.
Puck just disguises a smile. Indeed, yes. We've been sent here. We've heard lots of things about you. Nilsa and Quillen at Orderly Farm back in Phandalin has told us many things about you and told us that this is where we could find you.
Quillen?
Can I just interrupt and go, yes, my name's Rory, by the way.
Oh. Well, hello, Wally.
I'm going to interject. I said, sorry, my name's Roger.
Roger? You said his name was Puck.
Roger.
Rupert? Well.
And Woe's Mary.
Woof.
Well.
Woe's Mary, that's the right one.
Very, very pleased to meet you all, but the sign clearly stated that there was monsters and zombies. You think you're big tough guys, do you?
Look, not at all. Look, we
do you have a death wish?
No, we come here looking for you, and we are heading to Crackmore Castle in search of the Black Spider. We are looking for the Black Spider and Glassstaff, the head of the Red Brands. We believe that you can help us with this quest, and we've been told many great things about you, actually, about your quests and things you do, and we hear that you may be looking for the same people, and we could possibly help, and you can help us, and we could all be one big happy family.
Whoa.
You say...
That was intense. Intense ending there.
That's a lot of information to put on my plate, but
thanks for the offer.
But let me try and your sign is fucking great. We love the sign. It's the best thing about this place, the sign.
It's a fantastic sign, yeah, definitely. That's whoever great. Came up with the plan of putting that sign right there deserves a pay rise.
Only
pay-wise.
The, only the smartest, most bravest warrior, I'm sure, created that sign.
But listen, do you know the way to Quagmore Castle? I mean, Crackmore Castle.
Sure, I can get to Quagmore Castle.
Really?
It's true.
Would you be willing to guide us there?
Have you been?
Yes, I've been everywhere.
Well, have you really
been? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Oh, God, he's a stoner in the woods. Just go.
You know what? Originally, I was going to go with like a, hey, dude. Like, every druid's got to be a stoner. But after last week when you were talking about, I was like, all right.
So, are you related to Chris Peckham?
Chris Peckham? Quiz.
Chris Peckham.
Chris. Hello, Chris.
I've met some quizzes, but no quiz Packham. Yes, anyway, I know where Quagmore Castle is, and I'm glad that you're friends of Quelling. She's a good friend of mine. How is she?
She says she misses you, and says if you would hurry back so you can have another evening in the stables. And I give him a little wink.
tries to hide a faint smile in the corner of his mouth. Okay, listen, I know where Quagmire is. It's a dangerous place.
It is indeed.
Last time I was there, it was overrun with all different types of goblin kind. Speaking of which, and he kind of looks behind you, and he's like, and then Droop's just like, hi!
This is Droop.
He's like, I'm Droop. And he's like, Droop, Droop. Nice to meet you, Droop. And he's like,
oh, it's raining.
Yeah, don't worry about Droop. He's not really a goblin.
Not really a goblin.
No.
I can get you to, I know where Quagmore Castle is. And if it means you leaving this forsaken town, I can help you get there. Definitely. There's dangerous things here. Jokes aside, I can see that you've managed to take care of these little twig bites. But there are more hidden everywhere around every turn, and they are relatively harmless in small numbers. But once they overwhelm you, they can be deadly. But that's not all. There's zombies. And not like any zombies that you've probably ever encountered before. These ones are strange. Left over from the eruption of the mountain.
Well, puffy zombies.
The puffy ones, that's right.
Yes,
perhaps. I saw you go in the pub, so you maybe I lied and misspoke. You have already seen some of them. Okay. There are also giant spiders. If you head just down there, you might see, he points down the road, heading towards the east. There are all sorts of giant spiders down there. You need to be careful going through there. But maybe the most dangerous, most pressing matter here at the moment.
It's you, isn't it?
Is that very recently there has been a green dwagon spotted in the area.
Dwagon.
And I believe, though I have not seen him yet, I have found his lair in the old whatever that building was called on top of the hill. And he's, I've been here for a day and a half now, and I've not seen him, so he will be returning, or she will be returning anytime soon.
Is that why you're here? Are you looking to defeat the dragon? Or
defeat a dragon?
what is your reason for being in Thundertree, Radoff?
You're very intuitive, young man. Yes, I am here investigating rumours of a dragon spotted nesting in the area. And yes, the full reasons of me being here is, at the moment, is not important. What is important is that if you stick around here making as much noise as you have been, then you will bring destruction down on us. A little squirrel running around will go unnoticed. Four of you boots.
I open a bag of crisps.
Around having never heard a bag of crisps before in my life.
Yeah. Just like, carry on, don't mind me.
I wish to bring no further damage to the town that I grew up in and spent my life working in. I also feel that I'd like to, you know, protect it as much as I could, and if we could help you could help us. I'm sure we're up for a bit of a scrap and investigation into a green dragon, if maybe you could lend us any further help in Cragmore. Yes.
I personally interject this conversation to say, no, we're fucking not.
You see, the issue for me is I really want to see two things whilst here in Thundertree. One, a dragon, and two, a black giant spider. Was it a black spider, giant spider?
It was a giant spiders. Yeah. Yeah, in some of the old buildings,
I would really really like to see one of those and a dragon.
I wish we'd known this about him when we actually picked him up.
Purely for selfish reasons. I don't know about the dragon, but definitely the spider.
How confident are you that you could see a green dragon and not see you? Because if it sees you, you will be no longer, you won't be able to turn into anything.
Is that right? Okay.
Basically, I think we haven't got that long to talk about this. We need to find a shelter to get away. Yeah. Or, like, you know, because if the dragon comes now, like, obviously, I might be able to kill it, but who knows?
Radoff, have you got lodgings here? How are you surviving? Are you
druid surviving? There's a house that just over there, and he points literally just across the road from where you are, which I've been staying in. Yeah. It's one of the more still intact buildings, which was cleared. Just clear. I leave all the buildings alone, to be honest. I'm not here to really interfere as much. So the zombies, I stay out of their way. The twig blights, I stay out of their way. Too fast for them, too quick. But that one there, that one's pretty cozy.
Is that a good place? Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, let's at least get off the beaten path. If the dragon flies out, be seen.
Yeah.
Could we possibly just use your quarters just temporarily for a short rest?
Sure.
Please. Thank you very much.
That's a very, very good idea. I was going to suggest it myself.
Maybe even a long way.
Depends what the tea's like, of course.
Can we come in? Knock, knock.
Yeah, just you can come in.
I can't move, so.
You're still not moving. Nah. Can you see at least?
Yeah, I can see.
That's a bit strange.
He's left in the eye. He's got a little bit catatonic of late, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Can we go in? Can we move our thingies inside? Yeah. Oh, everyone's here already. Excellent.
So it's an old cottage. Yeah, and like I said about the pub, it's just there's old pieces of furniture like dotting around and stuff. And he's trying to kind of make it fairly homely. Some like a straw mattress bed and chair and tables. It would have been once upon a time somebody's cottage, somebody's home. Let me see if there's anything on it in the actual book, but. We'll see. A small house appears to be in a better condition than the ruined and dilapidated structures nearby. Yeah, and that's it, actually, because then it says the doors are reinforced with heavy iron bands and thick shutters protect the windows, but he's let you in. Basically, it's midnight. So that probably seems like a good place to end it.
Cool. So is he going to help us, though?
Just yeah, like we have a plot ahead. I don't think we want to stick around in Thunder Tree, really, do we?
No,
I mean, we ain't got a chance of fighting a dragon, I don't think, at level 3.
If everything's as derelict, we don't want to go on the top of the hill.
Can we take him with us then? Did he say he's going to come with us?
Yeah, I think I'd like to quickly have that discussion as to whether he can lead us there.
He will guide us, yeah.
So he basically says, right, Do you have a map?
Do we have one? No.
I think you do. You got one from Halliard. You got one from Halliard Thornton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we do then.
Cool. So he basically describes to you where to go, and he draws it on your map. And he basically says it's in this area. You know, the maps aren't exact, so it's like I can't draw it exactly up with pinpoint accuracy where it is, but it is in this area in the south of the woods. And then he describes to you how to find a path. It's like if you walk around the woods around this area, you'll find a path. Just, you know, just keep on searching around, you'll find something. Be very careful because there are patrolling goblins and hobgoblins specifically out in that area that patrol. Be really, really super, super careful when you go there, because it's not just goblins. They are led by a brutal hobgoblin. They also have a brutal bugbear. They've also got hobgoblins with them. I don't know this black spider that you asked about. Glassstaff means nothing to me, but I mean, Glassstaff, I heard a rumor around Phandalin about him leading the Red Brands, and presumably you'll tell him that you've defeated the Red Brands and that, you know, the Lord's Alliance are looking to kind of put in some kind of proper police force in the area. But he doesn't know anything about that. But what he says is that it is strange that the goblin tribes are coming together and working together under a single banner. And what they're doing so far south from the crags is a bit bizarre. So he tells you how you can get there. It's afternoon. You took an hour's break. It's afternoon. You probably want to take another break here, so it's probably mid-afternoon now. So, you know, I would advise you hit the road as soon as possible, but you're also welcome to stay here until the morning. The longer you stay, the more likely it is that the dragon may return. I need to see it. I need to report back on it. It's my job as a member of the Emerald Enclave to look into this type of stuff.
That's
the Emerald Enclave,
isn't it?
Roll me a history.
Oh, what was that called? Sorry, what was the name of that?
Emerald Enclave.
19.
Lovely.
I added anything, but 19 on the dice. History. Shit. +4, 23.
Oh, it's going to take me 8 minutes. There's a brief description here. So it's a widespread group of wilderness survivalists who preserve the natural order while rooting out troublesome threats. The Enclave works to restore and preserve the natural order by keeping the elemental forces of the world in check, preventing civilization and the wilderness from destroying one another, and helping others survive the perils of the wilds. And so, yeah, basically, it's like you said that you're looking for, I'm assuming, I don't know how much detail you're going, but you said you're looking for Cragmore. Just be careful. The goblin are a threat to the balance in the area and need dealing with.
Well, we've got goblin friends, so.
And Droop's like a little bit like,
ew. No, not that
present one. Present company.
Other one.
Maybe. But yeah.
Cracking. Well, cracking stuff.
Are we allowed along? I mean, I presume that we're sort of setting off once we're rested.
That's up for you, but we can discuss that off air and sort out next week, because it is time to call this a day. As the end, find out more next week on The Amazing Adventures of the D&D Show. Yeah, okay, Frankie, thank you very much, everybody. All the people in the chat, we've still got 10 people at the end. That's been pretty fantastic, so thank you all for being with us. Cool. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it, and I think a lot of it, again, has been talking amongst themselves. So if you have any questions, if there's anything in there that you wanted to ask that I didn't pick up on, drop us a line. You can find us on Twitter at showdnd. Nice and easy, at showdnd. Or me personally at Lukey_baby86. If you're listening via podcast, I'm going to do that horrible thing. Please do drop us a review. And again, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook at showdnd. Review us. Tell your friends, tell your mum, tell your gran. Get the word out there, because it's cool. Well, last time I looked this morning, we had about, I think it was pushing about 640 downloads. So we've done like a lot.
Whoa. That's cool.
That's great.
Just, we're getting there. So Lucky Mekon, you're very, very welcome. He says, thanks for having a great session. Troy Tempest says, night all. Psychic says, night all. Luke Carew joined late. I saw him earlier on. So, thanks for joining. Good night. You can find us all at various places over on the screen. For those of you listening at home, Lisa, they can find you at...
on Twitter at @the_energy.
Sean, they can find you on Instagram at...
Sean F. Lee.
Gavin, they can find you on Instagram at...
Gav Beer and Beards.
And James, you can find... nowhere.
Nowhere. You can't find me.
Pimpernel of the group.
Because in my real life, I'm a road.
Darkest corners of Romford, maybe.
By the 86 bus stop in Romford Market. So you'll see me there in the bins.
Like I said, thank you everybody for joining us. You all have a lovely night. As always, keep yourself safe with everything going on. Wear that mask. And, if you're going out and protesting and rioting, fantastic. Good on you. But just be safe and be careful. Good night, all. Love you.
Good night.
Bye.
The D&D Show would like to thank Sword Coast Soundscapes on YouTube for the music and sound effects used in this recording. Find him on Twitter at Sword Coast Sounds. Also, a massive thank you to Lewis Gale for producing our amazing theme tune. Follow him on Twitter at LewisSWGale. Lastly, from all of us here at the D&D Show, thank you for downloading this podcast. You're breathtaking. See you soon.
Oh, hello there. Bird bolt thrower here. Excuse me one second. Oh, you bastard. Oi, Scapes, wrap up a bit of that old meat for me, will ya? Do you sometimes find yourself in the midst of battle wondering if a creature is flanked? Wondering if you meet the criteria for sneak attack? Well, look no further. Grab your player's handbook or other D&D books at langdongames.co.uk using the code DICEANDDIE for a whopping 15% off of their D&D range. That's langdongames.co.uk. Happy adventures.
Hi guys, it's Luke. Very quick intro before the episode starts this week. You're about to hear an advert. Never done this before, but it's basically a favour. A podcast I listen to called The Billowing Hilltop. Great bunch of guys, and I think I'm quite friendly with their GM, Mike, over the past couple of months as we've been growing and going through this journey together, him with his podcast, us with ours, and I love their show. So they've put a little promo together. And I said I'd play it at the beginning of our show. If you like how they sound, they're similar to us, maybe a bit more serious, but they've got a great little homebrew world. Now, I'd highly recommend checking them out. It's The Billowing Hilltop. Please, please, please do. Once you've finished listening to us, our episode, and you've loved it, and then you've gone and reviewed it, obviously, because, of course, why wouldn't you? Go have a look. Whatever app you're using, Spotify, whatever, have a little search for The Billowing Hilltop and check out my friends. Thank you very much. Enjoy the episode.
We're going to give it another go. It's a bit more zing. A bit of zing. Yeah. Ready? Hello. With a
billowing.
No. Wait till I get through the whole thing. Ready? Hello with a billowing hilltop.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
We're waiting to get through the whole thing.
I thought that was the whole thing. The whole thing is hello with a billowing hilltop. Okay. That's the whole thing. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
That was right.
That pretty much sums up the show. But if you want to find out any more, you can visit us at www.blowinghilltop.com. Does anybody know?
.org.
Is it?
.com.
What do we do? What do we play?
There's monsters.
Does anybody remember?
Walking around.
I don't know.
And, yeah.
And we will be delighted if you were to join us around our table as we play Dungeon. Is it 5th edition? Hello?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We play Dungeons and Dragons.
In the background?
Sorry, that was me.
What was that noise in the background? There will be noises in the background as we play Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition through the classic Paizo adventure path, The Age of Worms. You can expect this.
No!
Quite a bit of this.
I'm completely lost.
This.
Blair.
This.
I've got a bugbear in my underpants.
And one of these.
Oh dear.
We're on Apple Podcasts and we're on Spotify and we're on TuneIn and you can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Facebook. And we hope you join us. Thanks very much.